With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House passes legislation to avert a partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies through September. Republicans needed overwhelming support from their members to pass the funding measure, and they got it by a 217-213 House vote. In the Senate, they'll need support from at least 8 Democrats to get it to the president's desk. Vice President J.D. Vance is already courting support in the Senate to get the legislation passed. Ukraine says it's ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia proposed by the U.S. after a day of U.S.-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he would present the offer to Russia and that the ball is in their court. President Trump says that he hopes Vladimir Putin agrees to a ceasefire with Ukraine.
I'll talk to Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
When will
I want
talk?
To get, look, that's the other, it takes two to tango, as they say, right? So hopefully he'll also agree. And I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land positions, etc.
So you'll talk to him this week about the deal?
So, yeah.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Department of Education preparing to fire at least half of its workforce. The department's expected to cut about 50% of its 4,400 employees. President Trump has proposed eliminating the agency altogether, and there are reports that the White House has prepared an executive order to begin the process of dismantling that department. Federal investigators looking for the cause of the January collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people are recommending a ban on some helicopter flights. A military helicopter collided with the American Airlines jet as it was approaching Ronald Reagan National Airport over the Potomac River January 29th. Among the victims were 28 members of a figure skating community. This is SRN News. Maternity benefits now available for women's pro tennis players.
Pregnant players on the women's tennis tour can now receive 12 months of paid maternity leave. 2 months off without pay is offered to those who become parents outside of traditional marriage and conception. It's all available under a program sponsored by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, announced this past week by the WTA. More than 300 players are eligible, retroactive to the first of this year. The WTA would not disclose the amount of the available funds. George Williams reporting.
A pro-Hamas agitator who helped lead last spring's protest at Columbia University has been arrested by federal immigration agents. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson described the arrest as supporting President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. The arrest follows the administration canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia. This is SRN News. A down day on Wall Street. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street ended moderately lower after careening from a small gain to as much as 10% below its recent record. The whipsaw trading followed the latest escalation in President Donald Trump's trade war. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The benchmark index had been down as much as 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 478 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite held up better, slipping just 0.2%. Trump's said he would double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada, a retaliation that prompted the provincial government of Ontario to back down on its planned surcharges on electric power sold to the U.S. Seth Sutel, New York.
Seasons 1-7 of President Trump's long-running reality show The Apprentice will now be available on Amazon Prime. The Emmy-nominated series originally aired on NBC. More details at SRNnews.com.